This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Another Monday morning, Benny, the podcast. Here we go. I can't believe you've come in on a Monday as well, which is nice.
Absolutely love this this joint. Love the podcast. Although, is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? Maybe it's Wednesday.
Well, we release the podcast. No, well, we release it every Monday. So
doesn't
we
mean all of everyone listens on the Monday.
I know. But
people aren't dying for it to come out.
No, but we come in on the Monday.
Oh, of course, to put it all together.
Yes, that's what we do.
Yep.
Anyway, well, look, we've got a big one today, unless we want to have a little bit of preamble at the start, but I don't know, there's a lot to unpack.
Well, we're through the first weekend of footy finals. You're obviously not very happy.
Jeez, are you serious?
The Catters are down the drain.
The only thing that sort of why I'm not absolutely irate is that we get a second chance.
Sort your Siri out, mate.
What's Siri doing today?
Sort it out.
I've got no idea. We get the second chance.
You do get a second chance. Look, speaking of second chances... I've seen Justin and Hailey Bieber doing something quite extraordinary. I think that as a society, we need to give that a second chance.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, they've been snapped doing something that I thought was well out of fashion.
Okay, looking forward to that. Also, why we need to be looking under our fridge? When was the last time you had a little peruse under your fridge?
Been a long time.
Well, I'll tell you why you should look under it very soon here on the podcast. Enjoy. Benny, young love is just such a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, love is love.
Yeah. And no, it is.
It is.
And it is nice being in love. If you haven't been in love before, try it because it is.
Give it a go.
It is beautiful and it makes you do crazy things.
It does, yeah.
It makes you do the weirdest things.
Yeah.
And no different for a man in Senegal. He dressed up as his girlfriend so he could sit her exam for her. So student, his name is Kadim, he's 22 years old, he looks nothing like his girlfriend, but he managed to get away for 3 days to sit her English examination on her behalf. Now, it was a 4-day exam.
Wow, he looks nothing like
it. He looks nothing like it.
Not even close.
He wore a wig, a headscarf, a dress, bra, earrings, and makeup.
Oh my God.
So he could kind of resemble his girlfriend, who was 19. Now, she was worried that she would fail the English exam. 4-day exam. He passed 3 days, and on the 4th day, he was confronted by an exam monitor, and they noticed that something was a little bit suspicious with his appearance. Anyway.
And in this day and age, brave to call it out.
You're not sort of saying, are you wearing a wig?
No, yeah,
are you wearing a wig?
Certainly not having that crack.
What's going on here? Anyway,
oh my God.
So what they did was the monitor of the exam called local police and they arrested Kadim, the bloke. The couple have since been charged with examination.
The couple?
Yeah, so the girl got charged as well.
Leave her alone.
Got charged with examination fraud. And are now facing being banned from taking part in any national exams for up to 5 years. They could also be fined and jailed for up to 5 years if convicted.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that?
That's fantastic. I mean, obviously he loves his girlfriend.
It's not fantastic.
No, it is.
Like, he's dressed up as a girl.
Fantastic.
Like, to do the exam.
Loves his partner, wants to make sure she's successful, will do anything for her.
Yeah, which is nice, but I don't like that he got caught. They shouldn't be going to jail. They shouldn't be getting fined.
Well, at least they're going to have a really long time to study for the exams now.
When they're in jail together.
Well, they've got 5 years. This is really going to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Less attractive people.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. Oh, I see where you're going.
Can use a power pose to level the playing field.
All right, very good.
Oh, I'm actually crying.
So you're saying because I'm ugly, there is a stance that I can do to look attractive in photos.
I reckon studies have shown that if you're less attractive, but you're standing with feet shoulder width apart, yeah, hands on your hips, chest out, chin up, then less attractive people can look a little bit better.
I want to go through some of my photos on Instagram just to see how I am standing. Because, hey, I know I haven't been blessed with an amazing With an amazing lift.
They reckon that good-looking people are more likely to get jobs, receive better performance evaluations because they're better looking.
You know what? No. I'm rocking my body. I'm looking at my photos.
Hands on hips, chest out, chin up.
I am not doing any of the power pose. I am just, it's more of a shucker from me. My hands are not on my hips at all or a thumbs up.
But this is a free hit for you. You can level up just by doing the power pose.
Mate.
People think you're better looking than what you are.
If you're saying I can level up, what about you? Come on.
You can't improve perfection.
Oh, you have to be joking me.
All I'm saying is put your hands on your hips, chin up from time to time, chest out and smile. I want to talk about something that's quite deadly, quite dangerous, and it's one of your worst habits.
Oh.
Not your worst habit. Habit's not the word I'd use for it. One of your worst qualities.
Oh, you're really happy with this one, aren't you, mate? Yep. Look, had a go at Andy for how he looked, and he needed to do a power stance in more photos so he was more attractive, and yep. Now you're having another crack.
Now I'm having a fair old crack. Because this is, and I think you would agree, is your worst quality.
Oh.
I think you would agree. Everyone has a worst quality.
My nose.
No. Oh. That's feature. Oh. That's your worst feature.
Is that not a quality?
Your worst quality is that you have stinky feet.
Oh.
Fair?
That is fair.
Yeah
I'll
have
give
some
you
stinky
that.
Stinky feet.
Yeah. Only when they're in shoes all day or if they're in work boots and the work boots don't breathe.
Yeah, they need to breathe.
Yeah, that's a problem.
An ex-flight attendant has revealed why you should never take your shoes off on a flight.
I would never do it because my feet would stink.
You would be offending the entire aircraft because that is like a tin of sardines in there.
We had some bad times on the block.
Horrible times.
Oh, the washing, the laundry.
Oh, I don't know why I ever did it.
When someone knows that their feet smell.
I reckon if you know you smell,
yeah.
Then you smell.
It's a bad smell.
They said flip-flops are a no-no as well.
So you can't wear thongs on the plane.
Well, they're saying it's a no-no. Because
why?
They're saying that while they can't make you wear shoes, it's kind of a safety element. Because if there was ever an emergency and there's debris and everything floating around the airplane,
oh.
You kind of can't exit with bare feet or thongs make it dangerous. You kind of need to cover your feet.
Makes sense, but the amount of times that anything really goes wrong on a plane is slim to none.
They definitely acknowledge it is a worst case scenario.
Yeah.
But it does, you see so many people rock up in, you know, they're on holiday gear, so they're rocking up in their thongs and they're kicking their feet off, they've caught their feet out. And I know that, you know, you would never take your feet out.
Well, sometimes I do as just sort of a ventilation sort of system, just to get some fresh air pumping through the feet again. Like, mate, when
think about everyone else.
When we flew to America, it's like a 15, 16-hour flight.
Trap those feet.
No. I was like, all right, I am ventilating these bad boys.
Can I suggest like a toe ring, but an air freshener for your feet, where it's like a car freshener, but it's for your feet?
What's that smell? It smells like new car smell.
It's pine lime.
Benny, what is the most amount of money you have ever found? Like, I'm talking walking down the street.
I found.
Even in your pocket, like a few weeks later, and you're like, oh, sweet, $5.
Oh, I would say probably $50.
Yep.
$50.
I found $50 once at room 99.
Did you?
It was the best.
And $50 at room 99 is the VIP access.
Mate, that's your night as well as 100%. 15 of your mates. You can pay for their drinks as well.
You could fill your car as well.
I'll see what you've done there.
Thank you, mate. Oh, yeah, come on. Thanks. Cheers.
A man over in South Korea has found $130,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't find that.
Well, he did.
What? Yeah, and
absolutely he did.
When questioned, the gentleman said, yeah, I just walked into the safe and it was just lying there.
So you think, like a lot of money, what happened? Police in South Korea said they are investigating after a man bought a used kimchi fridge. Do you know what a kimchi fridge is?
Yeah.
What's a kimchi fridge?
Kimchi's like, it's like a side that you would have. It's kind of like...
No, it's a type of fridge.
Kimchi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but kimchi's it's not a fruit, it's like a vegetable. And you have it like flavoured and it's very delicious.
Anyway, he bought a fridge online secondhand and underneath the fridge was $130,000 of cash taped to the bottom. The man filed a police...
It's like cabbage.
Oh, the man filed a police report saying he was cleaning the recently delivered fridge when he found the cash strapped to the bottom of the appliance. South Korea's lost and found act state that the cash will become the property of the man who bought the fridge if the rightful owner cannot be tracked down and if it can be found that it is not involved in crime. The money.
You've got to ask yourself, why are you reporting that?
130K.
He's actually found 150K, I'll tell you that much.
Well, how's this? It's a trend at the moment, these people strapping money to the fridge. The trend of people keeping their money stored in the fridge is because of the record low interest rates at the banks in South Korea. The average kimchi fridge can hold up to $895,000.
Oh my God.
In cash. So people are buying these fridges for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to strap money to the bottom of them.
Can you imagine, like, you know, hey, Andy, did you clean the house? Yeah, yeah, I got rid of it. Hey, did you take all that down to the secondhand store? Yeah, no, I got rid of the fridge.
Yeah. Hey.
You what?
You what? No.
You got rid of the what?
Not the fridge.
No, the fridge, why?
No, that's where we keep all our money. Our life savings on the kimchi fridge.
You definitely would have been given the cold shoulder.
You're in the doghouse.
The fridge. Oh! There's the fridge. Yeah, you like that? Good morning, Andrew.
I'm in trouble. What have I done? Why are you calling me Andrew? I don't like that.
Sent some really negative vibes to you, didn't I? I called you Andrew and you sort of shivered a little.
Come on, get
it sorted. Hey, are you a romantic person? Do you find yourself a romancer?
I don't think so. I could definitely do better in the romance.
What do you mean do better?
Well, just in terms of, like, you know, going out for, like, booking a random night for dinner, surprising Lou with flowers, I think that's romantic.
Yeah.
And I probably don't do it enough. I do it for the Valentine's and the birthdays.
Yep.
But I could definitely lift my act on just a random given day.
Yeah, nice. And
I reckon you'd be the same.
The thought that counts.
Absolutely.
You know, the fact that you're now announcing that you could do better, that deserves brownie points.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, mate.
The Biebers have left what I would assume many of their extravagant nights, but they've been photographed leaving a restaurant on a dinner date.
Yep.
And it's just the two of them out for dinner.
Yep.
Nice. And when I saw this, the first thing that came to my mind is, I don't remember the last time I went out on a dinner date.
Yeah.
Because if it's just the two of us, it's like, do you want to just get Uber Eats?
It seems it's almost the easier thing to do.
The novelty in a dinner date is like, let's cook together.
Yeah.
We cook every night, or we, you know, get Uber Eats, whatever. And the novelty is when we cook together. That's like the date or whatever. But aside from going out as couples, like, so myself and Beck and then someone else and their partner, like you and Lou, we catch up with you guys. That's like a group date.
Yep.
But in terms of a dinner date, it really stood out to me. And I thought to myself, does this even happen anymore?
So do you want me to tell you the last time Lou and I went on a dinner date? We went to a place, I'm not going to say where it was or even the suburb that we were in, but it was so bad. The service was appalling. And now every time Lou and I are like, oh, do you want to go out for dinner? And we're like,
you remind yourself.
Actually, remember last time we went out for dinner? It was that bad. Why don't we just get takeaway? Because we know it's going to be safe and we know what the service is going to be like.
You can sit down at home. Yep. You can get in your pajamas.
Exactly.
That's love.
It is.
That's
it is.
Romance.
Yeah. Well, Benny, it is a Monday. We do need to get out of here. But before we do, shall we do this?
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
I'm going to unpack a myth. So it is kind of a thought. But so everyone used to think that dogs only saw in black and white.
Yeah, that's true.
Incorrect.
No, that's true.
They do have colour.
How do you know?
Well, because I Googled it the other day because I wanted to know. It was International Dog Day.
Yeah, okay.
So they have limited colour. They see like blues, yellows and violets.
So,
as well as your black and white.
So they've got like a violet tone on their grays.
Wow! No, well, a little bit, yeah. But I just think it's nice to know. My thought is it's nice to know that these lovable dogs, these creatures, aren't just having a world of black and white.
They do get to
see colour.
I can see it now that you've gone home to your dog and you've gone, you know, you've given him a blue and a, like, yellow Smartie or dog treat. And said, Wags, which one's the blue one? And then he went for the yellow one. He said, no, blue.
Mate, he's a smart dog. At Wags Grudel, if you want to check him out on Instagram. Enjoy whatever day it is. Hopefully you are surviving lockdown if you are in lockdown. And all the best. See ya.
See ya.
me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.